Cape Talk.
Inspiration Wednesday.
Inspiration Wednesdays, and some of you may recognize the name Simone Blankenberg. I interviewed her a couple of months ago, and she openly shares her story, her journey of dealing with grief and loss, because she wants to help others who may also be struggling. Briefly, Simone's story starts from when she was 8. Her mother died, and then Simone was diagnosed with cancer when she was 23. When she was 29, it came back aggressively. She was told she would be infertile because of the radiation. She married James, and was told they'd never have children. But 3 months later, she found out she was pregnant with her miracle baby, Murray. And Bella followed soon after that. But when Bella was just 7.5 months old, the worst of anything that had happened to Simone happened. Bella asphyxiated in her cot. And what followed was a heartbreaking 3 years of trying to have another baby. And Simone is here today to talk about that journey, and specifically her and James's decision to finally stop trying and to focus on their family of three. I know it's a difficult decision that many, many women face. If it is a battle that you've gone through, if Simone's words resonate with you, please join the conversation, 021-446-0567. You can also WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. And the reason we're doing this segment is Simone is such an inspiration because of her ability to help others through her own battles and to openly talk about issues we tend to shy away from, grief, loss, and infertility. So it's my pleasure to welcome Simone Blankenberg to the show.
Melanie, thank you so much. I really appreciate being given the opportunity to talk to you today.
I know sharing your story, Simone, is part of your healing. You and James started a blog just after Bella died. Tell us a little bit about how that started.
We did. So 2 weeks after Bella died, James came home and he said to me, "Guess what I've done? I've started a blog." And I was completely appalled because I couldn't believe that he was willing to put up most kind of vulnerable selves out there. And yet what I've realized in time is that it's become such a powerful healing tool for us in terms of the writing and being able to share where we're at. Also for our friends to know where we're at without us having to verbalize it constantly. And then also in our ability to be able to reach out to others, to educate people better on grief and how to help people, as well as just trying to help those who have experienced a similar loss to ours. So it's become a very, it's kind of developed a momentum of its own and become a really powerful tool for us.
Just after Bella died, you embarked on this journey to try and have another child, and you documented all of that on your blog very openly and honestly. Tell me what happened.
So we did, and we've always kind of tried to be as open and real as possible because we believe that's hopefully the way we can help others. So very soon after losing Bella, I fell pregnant again and had a very kind of normal pregnancy up until 24 weeks. At 24 weeks, I started to bleed a lot and was put in hospital for 2 weeks. And then I was both medically compromised as well as the little boy I was carrying. And then at 26.5 weeks, I had a placental abruption and our little boy, Thomas, was born. He lived for 3 hours, was a micropreemie, and then unfortunately had severe internal bleeding and died. So that was kind of, I hadn't really even started to grieve Bella's loss, and then I was grieving the loss of this little boy as well. And then after that, James and I continued for another 2.5 years to try to have children. I then, post all of the C-sections I'd had, I developed a very rare defect in my uterus, which had to be fixed under multiple surgeries. I then did
brutal rounds of IVF.
Yes, I did one unsuccessful artificial insemination. I did 4 unsuccessful IVF rounds. I then miraculously landed up falling pregnant naturally, but then pretty much started to bleed at 6 weeks and suffered from severe internal, severe cervical incompetence. And then at 12 weeks had a very traumatic miscarriage a month later.
At one point coming close to death.
Yeah, so about a month later, I had to go back in, have surgery to remove some placenta that had been left, and pretty much almost bled out on the table, and was very lucky that I had an amazing medical team who really saved my life, and this was only a couple of months ago. My doctors then told me that, they just couldn't support me having another child, and it would probably lead to me dying. I just realized that, we had one little boy, and we just, our little boy Murray, who's about to turn 5. And we had to just, embrace that, and I needed to be around to be a mom to him. We then, though, did go down the surrogacy route, and actually my cousin offered to be a surrogate for us, which is just an amazing gift. But unfortunately, that also didn't work out due to medical reasons as well. And so we made the decision about 2.5 months ago to just stop and to breathe and to appreciate what we do have and the life that we do have, instead of trying to force a life that just seems out of our reach.
Which is an incredibly difficult decision. I have many friends who have gone through that IVF journey. That decision to finally say, it's the final, I mean, you write in your blog, it's the final nail in the coffin. We've tried so hard. We've pushed beyond what's possible to be described.
Yeah, so it was an unbelievably difficult decision for us to make, and it really took me almost dying for us to finally make that decision. And I really just had to believe in the end that the universe was trying to show us that it had a different story for us. Than what we were trying to force to happen. But unbelievable when you've, put so much time and effort, not to mention the enormous amounts of money behind trying to fall pregnant again, and just the emotional commitment we'd made to then actually just go, stop, no. Unbelievably difficult to make that decision.
And now it's about building memories, you, James, and Murray.
Exactly. And it's funny, I had such fear about making the decision to stop. And yet when I had made that decision to stop, or James and I together had made that decision to stop, one of my overriding emotions was actually one of relief. Relief that we actually just needed to appreciate the life that we do have. And as you say, make new memories with Murray. We have him, and he is this real miracle, and he is a real gift to us. And for him to sit with unavailable parents is also just not fair to him. So we really have renewed focus on making new memories as a complete family of three.
And Simone, sharing your story so openly, what has happened because of that?
I have learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about other people and the kindness of other people. I've also learned what an amazing gift it is to be able to share, and to be able to share openly. And generally, people don't, I was so scared in the beginning of showing our vulnerability. And what I've realized is that generally people respond so positively to that vulnerability and to us sharing openly. And so it's led to, I certainly feel, deeper relationships. We've also met some just incredible people who are also part of this kind of, parents grief club that you never want to be a part of. But, we really have made some incredible connections with remarkable people.
And if people want to reach out to you, if they want to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, the best place is definitely our blog. So the address is isabella1509.com. Just comment on one of the things that we've written, and we're always checking that, and that's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. We are really, available and willing, and just really want to help others that have not been able to have the support that we have had over the last 3 years.
You addressed a hospice talking to families about grief and loss recently.
I did.
And what was the response there?
Sure. Overwhelming. really overwhelming. So I had the opportunity to be a guest speaker at 2 annual hospice events. And just, I was sharing to people about our journey, but more importantly, the things I wanted people to know about how to help those that are grieving. I think grief is such a taboo subject, and so few people have the skills to be able to deal with grief. So I was just kind of sharing about some of the things that had had helped us, and then also just sharing some of the things that I'd learned. And the number of people that approached me afterwards saying, you know, we've either, you know, tried to help a friend or a family member, thank you so much, we've just had no idea how. Or people who've lost children come up to me and say, thank you, you know, you've really just hit the nail on the head. So if we can try and better educate people to be able to deal with this horrible thing called grief that everybody at some stage will have to deal with, the only certain thing in life is death. So, you know, if we can equip people better, then it feels like our children's loss has not been completely in vain.
And that talk is available on Simone's blog. It is Isabella1509. Simone, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
For the opportunity. I always really appreciate it.